The Federal Reserve holds a policy meeting this week. It's expected to keep interest rates right where they are, despite President Trump pressing on the Fed to lower them. Let's head now to speak with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill on Money, presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, we've had plenty of back and forth between President Trump and the head of the Fed, Jay Powell, including that awkward construction site visit last week. What's really going on with the economy now, separate from the two of them?
I think this is the real issue, and that is that we don't know exactly what's going on, and meaning there are some cross currents. So I've been thinking a lot about this because I know we've focused a lot about the Fed and what they're going to do. There's going to be another meeting this week. I don't think they're going to do much because they have the same problem. They're trying to parse through data, and we don't really understand exactly where the economy is heading. So I thought that we needed a new way to think about this. And, you know, it's summer. I wanted to have some fun with you guys. So I've come up with something that I'm calling the burrito barometer. Are you in?
Totally, as long as there's extra guac.
Okay, got it. Me too. I love it. Okay, so I was thinking about this because Chipotle released their earnings last week, and they weren't good. They said their sales had dropped by 4% from the previous quarter. It was really one of their worst quarters since the COVID shutdown. And I was just thinking as I looked at these earnings, like, are we starting to cut back on certain indulgences, like the old $15 fast casual burrito? And if that is happening, is that a sign that there is some weakening that's going on in the economy? I think the answer is that there is some weakening, but it kind of depends where you're looking. Because, you know, you can see huge spending by big companies on AI, but then maybe us, like little folks on the ground, are starting to say, well, you know, these tariffs, they may have some impact on us. Maybe I don't need that burrito. I better prepare. So that may be two things happening at once. Overall, the economy looks pretty good. It's humming along. We are seeing a slowdown. We're probably going to slow down from last year's growth rate of around 2.5% to about 1.5%. But I just wonder, in each of our lives, are we starting to make some different choices? Because, you know, we understand that the inflation rate isn't back to where it was previously before COVID, and also that we could see some increases down the line.
So, Jill, you know, like, there are a lot of moving parts here, particularly with tariffs, particularly with companies kind of stockpiling stuff in anticipation of these tariffs. So as we work through these trade deals, you know, what are you going to be watching for here?
You know, I know that we're very much focused on the things that are going to be impacted by those tariffs, right? So you'll see it pretty quickly. If you go out and you buy a car, you're going to say, oh, it costs, you know, 15% more to buy a European or a Japanese car or something that uses steel and aluminum. But there are sometimes some very stealthy things that are going up. We had an analysis recently by the Wall Street Journal that looked at Amazon, and they say that Amazon has quietly raised prices on a lot of low-cost products. You know, everything from a protein shake to pet care items. And it's been a 5% increase over the past 5 months. Now, these are low cost items, so you may not notice it. You know what you're going to notice? You're going to notice if your healthcare premiums go up. And it looks like we are in about to see a very big increase in healthcare coverage. Folks on the Affordable Care Act, they're going to see big increases, according to KFF, Kaiser Family Foundation, probably about a 15% increase in those premiums. And that's a big ticket item. And by the way, for those of you who are getting your insurance through a large employer, about half of large employers say they are going to pass on the increase of healthcare costs to their users, us. And I think that when you start looking at big ticket items like that, all of a sudden you might think twice about your Chipotle burrito. See how I brought that around, guys?
We had a burrito blowout, it seems. We can only afford the tortilla now.
I mean, exactly. Whatever's the free sauces. Thank you very much.
A few chips.
Jill, thanks. That's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger with us for Jill on Money.